You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mshaguir avantuchun hayu barzankne. Yevur vor harinyak egelisvin, hon harinika vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 1st. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings to you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացո ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
As I mentioned last week, Marilyn Kajoyan, 91, passed unexpectedly at home on September 22nd. Marilyn was the daughter of the late Arthur and Gladys Tomation and sister of Leona Tomation Bailey and the late Arthur Tomation Jr. Marilyn was a devoted wife of the late Khachadur Kajoyan, loving mother to Kevin Kajoyan and Desiree Kajoyan Manley. She was also the adoring grandmother to Mikaya and Abigail Kajoyan and Jesenia Manley. Prior to motherhood, Marilyn worked as a bookkeeper at Citizens Bank. As her family grew, she became a remarkable homemaker, creating a home that served as a hub to extended family and friends. Marilyn's generosity and kindness touched many. She poured her heart into each endeavor, big or small. She was an active member of the Hokejash Bazaar and Picnic Committees at St. Saga and St. Mesrob Armenian Church, as well as kindergarten teacher at Armenian School. In addition, she volunteered for the ESL program in Cranston Public Schools and served several years on the PTA. She leaves an indelible mark on all those who knew her. Marilyn is survived by her son Kevin, daughter-in-law Elena, and their children Mikaya and Abigail, daughter Desiree, son-in-law Don, and their daughter Jesenia, her sister Leona Bailey and husband Wayne, Sister-in-laws Naomi Tomation Marsh and husband Nim and Vanuhit Kajoyan, generations of nieces and nephews. Funeral services were held last week from St. Saga and St. Mesrub Church. Burial was at Swan Point Cemetery. Our condolences to the Kajoyan and Tomation families. And in California, last week, we received the news that Philip Paluyan, formerly of Cranston, now of Los Angeles, passed away. He was husband of Alice Khachatrian Paluyan. When we have more information, we will bring it to you. I would keep in touch online in our condolences to the Khachatrian Paluyan families. With our Dalits, is October 1st, 2015. Today is the 8th Dalit of Peter B. Bedrosian. October 1st, 1993. Today is the 30th Dalit of Rose Nivart Kazarian. October 1st, 1996. Today is the 27th Dalit of Sarah Malikian. October 1st, 1996. Today is the 26th Dalit of Berj Stepanian. October 1st, 2018. Today is the 5th Dalit of Charles Aznavour. October 2nd, 1992, Monday is the 31st Dalits of Roxy Abrahamian. October 2nd, 2001, Monday is the 22nd Dalits of Yeranik Swajan. October 2nd, 2020, Monday is the 3rd Dalits of Gagik Gago Magarichan. October 2nd, 2008, Monday is the 15th anniversary of Omer Goulet. October 3rd, 2018, Tuesday is the 5th Dalits of Mesrob Mezishevian. October 3rd, 2020, Tuesday is the 3rd Dalits of Berge Ketli. October 4th, 2001, Wednesday is the 22nd Dalits of Lillian Minashian. October 4th, 2004, Wednesday is the 19th Dalits of Azad Farian. October 4th, 2006, Wednesday is the 17th Dalits of Alice Arshalus Markarian. October 5th, 2018, Thursday is the 5th Dalits of Adaxi Roxy Asadorian Fiyot. October 5th, 1990, Thursday is the 23rd Dalits of Ahavni Murachan. October 5th, 1993, Thursday is the 30th Dalits of Sarkis Bedrosian. October 5th, 1994, Thursday is the 29th Dalits of John Minashian. October 6th, 2022, Friday is the 1st anniversary of Charles DeBlois. October 6, 2011, Friday is the 12th Dalits of Nubar Galpchian. October 6, 1989, Friday is the 34th Dalits of Agnes Najarian. October 6, 1992, Friday is the 31st Dalits of Avedis Albert Swajan. October 6, 2007, Friday is the 16th Dalits of Iris Kinoyan. October 6, 1998, Friday is the 25th Dalits of Bargesht Bibi Dadarian. October 6, 2013, Friday is the 10th Dalits of Helen Kalushjan. October 6, 2019, Friday is the 4th Dalit of George O. Tashjian. October 7, 2009, Saturday is the 14th Dalit of Mary Avakian. October 7, 2017, Saturday is the 6th Dalit of Elizabeth Shevian. October 7, 2020, Saturday is the 3rd Dalit of Dolores Natalie and Justian. October 7, 1998, Saturday is the 25th Dalit of Elise Barbarian. October 7, 2004, Saturday is the 19th Dalit of Anna Dolbation. October 7, 1982, Saturday is the 41st Dalit of Hagop Ishkanyan. October 2010, it is the Dalit of Haiganush Aggie Meridian. Iveri Nero Sakamas from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for the passing of Marilyn Kajoyan and for the passing of Philip Paluyan.
Iverin God.
this morning's show. Today is the 1st of October, and that means Cultural Month. We'll be doing a whole month of cultural. There you go. This is pre-recorded.
As the folk songs and dances of all nationalities has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Azgeru Parka, Gerdvadze Ir Mashaguitov, Kirov, Kraganochunov, Lesvov, Yerajistuchunov, Jardara Beduchunov, Yev Island. Hayun Hamar, Mashaguita Yagadze Vahan Havado, Yev Sun Luso, Tebi Huisin, Parkin, Yeranuchan, U Devaganuchan. Hayaska, Vorkan Halad Vzad, Vorkan Char Charvad, Pokradzun, Pites, Shinorivir Mishaguitin, Ujov. Ajakavuradze Inksing, Yev Kosheldvadze, Mishaguiti Rahviran, Arivelki Mech.
We have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as cultural month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle, which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur, and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, the Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, In the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
And that was the late Father Haig Donigyan. And this month being Cultural Month on the Armenian Radio, while we celebrate our Armenian heritage. But this week has been especially difficult. It's been very sad, very tragic time for Armenian families of Artsakh. I don't know if I'll get through it without crying. Almost the entire population of 120,000 Armenians have fled their homes, which that land has been in Armenian families' lives for centuries. And it's just so sad when you turn the news on and you see all this. We had a march through Providence on Friday night with all the rain, and people were there to support our Artsakh brothers and sisters. Let's listen to a little bit of this song. This is the Artsakh Army song. Over 100 people turned out Friday night for the march through Providence, and then ended up at the Avon Theater, where a showing of the film Amerikatsi played. By the way, I saw it last night. If you haven't seen that, excuse me, the play, the movie. If you haven't seen the movie at the Avon Theater, you should go see it. It's there, I believe, at least through Thursday. I saw the 6:20 showing last night. It's a great movie to go see. It's a part of our history, and not so much entertaining as it was a good movie to go see. And again, it's at the Avon Theater on Thayer Street in Providence, and it's a movie called Amerikatsi. And with that, I just want, you know, I was just going through, I go through Facebook every now and then, especially when I'm sitting here, and there's a post from Kenny Topalian. And I'm going to read you a little bit of it. It's basically how most of us feel. Friends, many of you have read my annual April post about my grandmother's survival of the Armenian genocide in 1915, perpetrated by the Ottoman Turks against a minority Christian population in what is now known as Turkey, Eastern Turkey. The same thing is happening today in Nagorno-Karabakh, or Artsakh, an ancient Armenian enclave that sits inside Azerbaijan. Thanks to a Stalin-era redistribution of land, with hundreds of millions of dollars of military aid from the United States, Israel, and Turkey, Azerbaijan is slaughtering thousands of ethnic Christian Armenians. This is from Kenny Topalian. My cousin is just back from Armenia and reports there are tens of thousands of refugees who are fleeing from what has been ceded to the Azeris and trying to get to safety in Armenia. What's astonishing is that the United States and Israel are funding this totalitarian oil dictatorship to kill Christian civilians. It's not surprising that Turkey is helping the Azeris to fulfill their dream of a pan-Turkic land that wipes out all of Armenia. In 1939, Hitler said in a speech in Poland, "Who now remembers the annihilation of the Armenians, a mere 25 years after the Armenian genocide?" Hitler then went on to kill 6 million Jews. You can't say never forget and then proceed to fund a corrupt dictatorship that is committing a genocide. So what can you do, my American friends? It's simple. Contact your U.S. senator and congressional representatives and ask them to stop providing aid to Azerbaijan. If you're Jewish, ask your rabbi to give a sermon about what is going on in Nagorno-Karabakh, Artsakh, and question the role that Israel is playing in supporting a murderous dictator. Raise awareness in your Jewish community about what is going on. The Armenian genocide in Ottoman Turkey gave Hitler his ideas for gas chambers, since the Germans were allied with Turkey during World War I. The Ottoman Turks sent Armenians into caves and lit fires at the mouth as a more cost-effective way of slaughtering the Armenian masses and saving ammunition. The U.S. government and Israel can't see and stop the hypocrisy of Never Forget while funding Azerbaijan. Then we are lost as a civilization. Again, please educate those around you about what is happening in Artsakh. Now we'll be pivoting to local news. That's right, it's time for Picnic, Hursini Grove, going on today, beginning at noontime, full delicious menu. You know the shish kebab they make there, it's on the open grill, the old-fashioned way, it is divine. Not to mention they'll have chicken, they'll have chema, they'll have hot dogs, they'll have, you know, anything that you expect at a picnic, you'll find it at the Grove. Delicious full menu, live music. Kids play area, 20 Simmons Street. Put that down in your MapQuest. 20 Simmons Street, Rehoboth, Massachusetts. Hursini Grove Picnic going on today. We'll see you at the Grove from 12 to 6 o'clock today. Alrighty, now we have another event, October 14th. This one's in Haverhill, and it's a dance. It'll be a fun dance, too. They are having a dance in Haverhill Church. It's that five community area. Hold on. No, I had it up on my screen, and now I lost it. There it is. Armenian Friends of America, High Kef 5. It's a five-hour dance featuring Harry Bedrosian, John Barbarian, Leon Janigan, Barbara Phelan, and Jason Arroyan. Saturday, October 14th. Wow, it's in 2 weeks. 6:30, it begins at the Armenian Church at High Point, 1280 Boston Road, Haverhill, Mass. And let's see. No tickets are sold at the door. This is a big thing. No tickets sold at the door, so call... Call Mary Ann Janigan right now, 603-770-3375, 603-770-3375. Tickets are $50 per person, which includes a dance and individual mezze platters. And again, this is the Armenian Church of High Point. It's a dance, five-hour dance with the Armenian Friends of America, Saturday, October 14th. You must call for reservations. No tickets sold at the door. Alrighty, that's October 14th. October 21st, it's Cafe Night Fall Dinner Dance with St. Saga and St. Mesrop Church, the Cultural Committee, the Women's Guild. Cafe Night Fall Dinner Dance, October 21st, beginning at 6 o'clock, American and Armenian music, and it is with the Tashin Ensemble. Cafe Night, October 21st. Let's see, what else do we have? November 5th. And I'll give you more information next week. Knights and Daughters of Arton are having a concert on November 5th. Mark those calendars, November 5th. And then November 18th, we have, it's another bazaar. This one is going to take place. It's a holiday bazaar with the Armenian Evangelical Church. Saturday, November 18th from 12 till 7. Dinner choices, chicken, losh, kofte, chema. American and Armenian pastries, and it's the one-day bazaar, so it's 12 to 7 with the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston, 180 Oaklawn Avenue. Meals serve all day long. Go there, have a wonderful lunch, dinner, bring home food. They'll have foods to go. Their pastry table is long and abundant. So we'll see you at the Armenian Evangelical Church Holiday Bazaar, Saturday, November 18th. With that, we're going to Arthur Karapetyan.
Համայն աշխարհի պատմության էջում թողել ես հզոր հաղթական անուն քաջերիդ արյան մեր նախնյաց կամքով անցել ես դարեր մեզ հասել այսօր Yeah.
Կարգալիքի կոպարքի համար գրվեցին անդիվ հերոսներ անմար նրանց անունով կերտվել է ներկար ու պիտի պայլի բայց առապագա մեր երակներում սուրսն է կողովի մեր բազուկներում ուժը լերների մեր սրտերի մեջ երկն է կոացի որ պիտի երկեն դարերում պարքի Հայաստան իմ հավատք մեր հույսի լույս անմար միշտ եղիր հազոր ու ապրիր միշտ ազոր
Birthday babies for the week. Happy birthday today. Willis Piligian celebrating his 39th birthday one more time. October 2nd, Stephen Margaritchin turning, dare I say, he just gets me back, but I don't care. It's an open book. 56, baby. Happy 56 to Stephen Margaritchin. And he's got double to celebrate on this day, but I'll tell you that in a moment. A birthday. I'm just doing birthdays right now. October 2nd, Maria Gina Aiello. That's she's from the Italian Hour, if you remember. Way back when. Happy birthday, Maria Gina. And Irma Kasabian, October 5th, turning 39. Happy birthday, Irma. Alrighty, so now we have October 2nd anniversary. Stephen and Rena Margaritchin. So Stephen, birthday and anniversary tomorrow. Happy, happy, happy birthday, happy anniversary to Stephen and Rena. They're celebrating a big 3-0. Wow, has that gone by fast, right, guys? Happy 30th. Also celebrating an anniversary, wedding anniversary, October 2nd, my cousin, Marsha Manation and Stu Ting Chong. Happy birthday, Stuart. Happy anniversary, Stuart and Marsha, on their anniversary, October 2nd. And then another, this is a double whammy, a double anniversary. I love, 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 I was at the wedding too. Michelle and Renee, sisters, the CP sisters, got married on the same day together. It was a double fantastic wedding. And it's their anniversary this week, October 5th. Michelle and Ray I. Simone, happy anniversary. And happy anniversary to Renee and Richard Toppy. So, for all those anniversaries and birthdays, we're going to go to the Hayachig CD. Sorry it's not a little bit more festive, but...
Thank you.
That was a 2009 Junior Choir of St. Saga and St. Mesrob Church that was brought together by Maestro Constantine. And, you know, the choir is still going strong at St. Saga and St. Mesrob Church. Have your children join the Junior Choir. That CD has got to be one of my favorites. So, abris. And now we're going to go to Hai Kacher. And this is with Harut Pambukjan.
Sasnokajer zrin zenker mahnat perimeç aran Sasnokajer zrin zenker mahnat perimeç aran Hayuzazgi kuysak çiğner asgarlır hemin daran Hayuzazgi kuysak çiğner asgarlır hemin daran Hay bacer, hay bacer Jambe berar hasadan Hay kamamor derin kanko I come over here, come with
forget, there's a picnic going on. Hissany Grove picnic. Rehoboth, Massachusetts, you just drive down Route 44. Take a right onto New Street. Follow it all the way down and take a left onto Simmons Street. We'll see you at Hoosini Grove today. Beginning at noontime, goes till 6 o'clock. Hoosini Grove Picnic. As my father always said, Uracha tur gurachanas, mer jamanaga luratsav shangal chun serin hamar. Sidesu chun min chev harashiga gira giyaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sana Tarayan. The Armenian Radio Hour can be heard any day, anytime on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian. Right now, you're listening to us live on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday!